Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today is the Power of Christ Daily, the 27th of September 2015, a Sunday, titled Judge and Do Not Even Eat. Judge and Do Not Even Eat. Now this will be going to be a bombshell for many, many Christians because they will never know these and they are not taught these. The reason is we have got a kind of Christianity that says love, 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 which is true. God is love, we must love all. But there are things that we can do and cannot do by ourselves that God has put as safety measure for us. Before this, brothers and sisters, the mercies are new every morning. That applies to me. Today the mercy is new again for me. Yesterday, Saturday, we have a service and I had to drive some 20-30 minutes away. Along the drive, the haze was so bad. In fact, if you do not, other than the heat outside, if the thing was cool outside, you will think you are in a hill resort full of fog and cloud has come down. But by the time I reach, I'm in an air-conditioned car, but even then, the haze is getting through the air-conditioned. By the time I reach service, I'm coughing and the haze has gone into the lungs and started hurting my lungs and all that. But my mercy comes, grace comes, and I ministered, and then, but of course, after that, the whole night, I had all kinds of things, and then slept by God's mercy. And now I got up this morning, a little late. I got up only about 7 o'clock. Then, still, mercies are new every morning. I'm able to do this. I'm able to do this, brothers and sisters. Therefore, mercies are new every morning for those who love God. And we can say, I love God, but I tell Jesus Christ, make me love you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I command my heart and mind to love Jesus completely, fully, to love him with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love my neighbor as myself. Brothers and sisters, that two commandments, and we will live. We live for eternity. Yes, one day my body will die, which has to. Anybody is born will finally die. The body will die. So thank Jesus Christ. He's given us work and he's given us understanding that is very critical. Now let's look at this. Yesterday I quoted from 1 Corinthians 5, 12 to 13 in the Catholic edition, which is the same in the King James edition and the Amplified edition and all the other editions. The only thing, Amplified may explain more. But brothers and sisters, let's look at this. For what have I to do with judging those outside? That means outside the Christianity. Is it not those who are inside that you are to judge? You are to judge those who are inside. God will judge those who are outside and drive out the wicked person from among you. Now, I am now quoting from the same 1 Corinthians 5, but 2-3 verses earlier, 9 to 11. Yesterday was 1 Corinthians 5, 12 to 13. Today I'm quoting from 1 Corinthians 5, 9 to 11. Some of you are going to get a shock. In fact, I think all of you are going to get a shock because this is hardly heard of. I'm reading from the Catholic version again. 1 Corinthians 5, 9 to 11. 9. I wrote to you in my letter, this Apostle Paul writing, I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral persons. Sexually immoral persons. And that I think all of us will agree. We keep on associating with sexually immoral person. What happened? We also will become sexually immoral. Why? Bad company will corrupt good character. Plus, the spirit transference. There is such a thing. Spirit transfer. I've talked about spirit transference before in some other segment. Please get it, brothers and sisters. Understand how spirits move. The demons are not silent and static. The demons are not just sitting down there and say, okay, we do nothing. No, they are moving and trying to see how to destroy lives. The devil came to steal, kill and destroy, and I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Jesus himself has said this. And Jesus went on to say, do not give the devil a foothold. No, God's ways are not our ways. That is why the word of God will say, do not lean on your own understanding. That's why from the beginning, I didn't want, and I came to the Lord already, I know what a mess I've made of myself and everybody's life in my family. I said, no Lord, whatever you say is true, I just want to obey. Whether my heart and mind agrees or not, I don't care. I don't care. I'll command my heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ, shut up and obey the word of God. Believe in the word of God. because Jesus Christ is the Word of God, because it is written in the Bible, and all scripture is for my safety, for my goodness, and I receive it, and I do it, and Jesus writes only good things for me. So when the Word of God is stated there, it is my good thing for me. My heart and mind, which have not been converted, wants to try and destroy me. So I tell my heart and mind, shut up in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will love the Word of God. All scripture is for edifying, correction, rebuke, changing. Fantastic, brothers and sisters. That is why I will not use my understanding. I will not lean on my understanding to read the scriptures. I will read it as it is, and I hope you do the same. And just willing to obey, not question like that. How come? What does it really mean? Maybe it doesn't mean like this. Maybe it doesn't mean like that. And there are a lot of theologians. They take this and they don't like a scripture. They don't, cannot understand or don't like. They won't read it as it is. They will begin to say it this way and that way, and big swelling words. God talks about it. They'll come with big swelling words, puffed up, and mislead people. You take the scripture and read it, brothers and sisters, and let's see what it says to you. What it says to you. Now, I'm reading from the Catholic version. Now, you go and read from the King James version. You read from the Easy Read version. You read from the Young's translation. You read from anywhere. It will be the same. Now, 1 Corinthians 5:9 I'm reading. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral persons. Then don't do that. 2. Number verse 10. Not at all meaning the immoral of this world, or the greedy and robbers or idolaters, since you would need to get out of the world. So Apostle Paul saying, look here, brothers and sisters, I told you not to at all meaning the immoral of the world, not to associate with sexually immoral means, or the greedy and the robbers and the idolaters. He said, not of these worldly people. He saying, look, the world, if you cannot associate with anybody, means then you have to be out of this world. We can't be sitting in this world. But we are still in the world. We are still in the world. We are still in the world, but we are not of this world. Jesus said that, you know. Jesus Christ, can you imagine? The husband of my soul told us, we are in the world, but we are not of this world. We are not from this world. We are not part of this world. So, Apostle Paul saying, look here, you, we know we have to judge, and we have to judge not those outside, but those who are claiming to be a Christian, a Christian, a brother or sister in Christ. You have to judge. That we have settled yesterday. Now, 11. But now, Apostle Paul saying, I'm writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother or sister, who is sexually immoral or greedy or is an idolater, a reviler, a drunkard or robber. Do not even eat with such a one. Do not even eat with such a one. Now, I'll repeat this. This is a shocker, isn't it? Now, what God's saying? Through Apostle Paul, he's saying, look here. With the outside world people, you have to deal with them. Suppose you have a business meeting and there are a couple of fellas, there are idolaters, and there are a couple of fellas who are sexually immoral, always lecherous, destroying girls' lives in the office even. God didn't say, hey, don't associate. You still have to work with them. But he's saying, if anybody calling themselves brother or sister, you better don't even eat with them. You so make a judgment what they are doing. They're doing is wrong, and they're so-called Christians. They say they are Christian, they belong to Christ, and they continue doing this. You do not even eat with such a one. That's a command. It's a phrase like that, no? Do not even eat with such a one. With what kind of one? Sexually immoral, greedy, idolater, reviler, drunkard. Now, I'm not condemning anyone. I was a drunkard. I was sexually immoral. And I was a drunkard. So, brothers and sisters, I'm not now zeroing and say, look here, I'm holier than thou. Therefore, look here, I'm reading the scripture to suit my own thinking. No, brother and sister. I fear God. I want to obey His words. So, I will teach exactly what is written down. You go and check the scriptures for yourself. I backed it with scripture again and again. I'm taking from every other translation and showing you all. It is for you to decide. I cannot do anything. I can only teach what I know. And I'm telling you, I was actually immoral. I was a drunkard. And of course, I was an idolater. I was an idolater myself. I'm the boss. Idolatry is not just going and kneeling to statues or whatever. Idolatry is actually more than that. Idolatry is also includes people who are idolizing themselves. I'm the boss. I was also like this. So now, brothers and sisters, so what do we do? What do we do? Like a drunkard. Because we have heard all the while, you know, we have somehow rather confused ourselves because we heard the word, church is a hospital, they will come and then they will be treated and they will be there. True, they come to Jesus Christ and the power of Jesus Christ will change them. But if it doesn't change them, that means there's no such thing as permanent inpatient hospital is there. Yeah, church is a hospital. Even if you use church as a hospital, yeah, somebody comes there, they'll be treated and they'll be told to leave. Unless the private hospital trying to make unnecessary money, they'll keep them longer and longer. But in a normal government hospital, a university hospital or whatever, they want to treat you and get you out. There's no such thing as a permanent resident in a, as a patient in a hospital. So there are no permanent, so you come, say a drunkard comes. So what we do? Because of this word, we will teach him how we'll minister deliverance, we'll teach him the word and all that. And plus what we do, there'll be servants here taking care of this person. That means from the time he wakes up, we'll assign, there'll be 2-3 servants assigned them who go out with him. So he doesn't be distracted and doesn't be taken away by the worldly people or other people or goes and buys some booze or liquor. So they are with him, helping him, teaching him, singing, worshipping with him. And then we go on doing this. But we've done this for a couple of people now. I'm telling you this, but what happens after a while, of course, thank Jesus, some change, but after a while, some don't want to change. Some are angry that a brother or sister, brother is following them. First, they agree. First, I say, look here, you want to get out of this? Yes, we will help you. God wants to settle this for you, and we'll teach you, we'll minister deliverance. So, we'll put brothers who are strong in the Lord, who will cast out, who will watch over you, who will be pairing with you, 2 by 2. The disciples were sent out, 2 by 2. They'll be with you. Where you're working also, after your work, you come out, they'll come meet you, and they'll go for teh tare, or tea. Teh tare, for those who are not in Malaysians, is just a tea that the chap pulls the tea so high up and down, and it cools the thing, and it's got a better texture. So it's teh tare, means pulling tea. So, you know, 2 cups, he sort of raises up and pause. Now, teh tare, and then dinner, lunch, we'll meet, so that he's kept away from these temptations. But some people get angry after a while, what are you all following me? Then you leave. As if the servants have not sacrificed their life to follow these people. They sacrifice their life and their money. They don't want to take anything. These servants are buy the lunch, buy the dinner, buy everything, buy the petrol or whatever. And then after that, they still get condemned by some of these fellows. So what to do? But we have done it unto the Lord. What? We have done it unto the Lord. So that one we do. When we do that, then the drunkenness leaves because the person wants to change. But if the person doesn't want to change, he still wants to be a drunkard, then we will, if he does, he himself will get fed up because one Spirit-filled servant is with him most of the day. He cannot take it. He wants to run and go and do his drunkenness. Then he'll start get up and complain and go. But the others who are continuing this, God's command is simple. Do not even eat with them. And the earlier scripture yesterday we read in 1 Corinthians 5:13, drive out the wicked person from among you. Why? Can you imagine if you have your drunkard there all the time? Now, I was a drunkard, I'm telling you. Drunkard all the time, sexually immoral all the time, spirit transfer, greedy, idolater, reviler, robber, thief, you know, stealing from people, conning them, deceitful, conmen, you know. All that you allow in this continuing on and on, they will start cheating and doing damage to the congregation. The sheep has to be protected. God said protect the sheep. Care for the sheep. Then they do this to the congregation. And the congregation don't know how to handle, because they all want to follow Christ and they will accept them as normal, and then they don't know they're cheating them, they're conning them. Then what happens? Then the spirit will transfer. The spirit may transfer to your children. How? How now? Let's say the drunken spirit transfers to one of the children in the church. or the sexually immoral spirit transfers to the other children or the girls in the church. Even the girls nowadays, I was told by one pastor who used to work in a call center, the girls themselves are so immoral now. They want sex with other boys. They're not bothered by their... They're so lost, you know, pity. They're lost. They are making contact with boys and doing things. And their lives are being messed up. But we cannot judge those. Why? They're outside. They're not Christians. They're not brother or sister. So you cannot judge them. You feel sorry for them. You pray for them. But we love all. Even this drunkard who we ask to leave or whatever, we'll pray. We will love them, but we cannot be with them. And not even, cannot even eat with them. This is a bombshell, isn't it? Now you have to make a decision. Brothers and sisters, I'm only quoting from the scripture. But I tell you what, this has kept us safe, kept the congregation safe. In the name of Jesus Christ, please, brothers and sisters, let your spiritual eyes be opened, your eyes of understanding be opened to know the truth in the scriptures, not what you have heard and picked up by people simply saying this and that. Check the scriptures yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 5, 9 to 13. 9 to 13. Amen. Amen.